I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The leader of the world's Catholics is in the hospital fighting a lung infection. More on his condition from our correspondent in Rome.
Pope Francis suffered a respiratory crisis that required he be placed on oxygen, and the Vatican says he remains in critical condition. The Pope, who has been in the Gemelli Hospital in Rome since Friday last week, also required blood transfusions due to a low blood platelet condition linked to a anemia. The Pope will not be leading the Angelus prayer. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
Francis's condition is said to be touch and go because of his age, fragile health, and pre-existing lung disease. The nation's federal employees have received an email like none they've ever been sent before. Details on that from the BBC's Patrick Bamford.
Federal government employees in the U.S. began receiving emails on Saturday instructing them to give details about what work they've carried out in the last week. Elon Musk, who's been tasked with slashing government spending by President Trump, said failure to respond would be considered a resignation. But the new head of the FBI, Kash Patel, has sent a message to his staff instructing them to ignore the emails, saying the Bureau will conduct its own staff reviews.
A police officer has been killed in a shootout with a 49-year-old man in the ICU of UPMC Memorial Hospital in York, Pennsylvania. Here's York County District Attorney Timothy Barker.
Mr. Diogenes Archangel Ortiz came out holding at gunpoint a member of the UPMC staff who was also had her hands tied, holding her at gunpoint, coming out into the hallway. The officers, left with no recourse, did open fire and did shoot and kill Diogenes Archangel Ortiz.
Three hospital employees were wounded, as were two other officers. Israel is refusing to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners until Hamas agrees not to parade Israeli hostages before crowds in Gaza as they're being released. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has that.
It's potentially another major setback in the ceasefire process. Mediators will be working overtime to try to get the deal back on track and avert a possible collapse of the ceasefire.
With phase one expiring, phase two has yet to be negotiated. Actress Kiki Palmer has been named Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Image Awards.
I just want to say it's so important that we all come here together and celebrate one another with one another.
The Image Awards aired on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew, zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't throw them away. Those popcorn buckets could be valuable.
It's really hard to get the popcorn out of this thing. It's not ideal for eating.
Laugh all you want, Jimmy Kimmel, but commemorative popcorn buckets, including the kooky, toothsome containers modeled after sandworms from Dune Part 2, have become big business for movie chains that still don't fill seats like they did before the pandemic. Executives say the receptacle collectibles are not only driving concession sales, they've created a sense of urgency to see big movies on opening weekend. Last year, themed merchandise brought in about $65 million in revenue for AMC alone. And those Dune buckets, which went for $25 in theaters, wound up on eBay, some asking upwards of $200. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Ford is recalling about 216,000 Explorer and 24,000 Lincoln Aviator models because the seat belt anchors were improperly secured. Christopher Cruz.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Temps jump up into the 40s through the next week, staying warm with a few rain showers around. Right now, it's 22.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
season. But when love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you.
Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Who's your daddy?
Is he
rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wow.
you move me. But I wanna know for sure.
Yeah. let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Dorky folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play. To dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music.
Yesterday, yesterday.
hear hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
For 98 years, you've found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Ba 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 ba
since the number one.
just have loved before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you,
cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
you can take and tear me away from my God.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The elderly leader of the world's Catholics is fighting a serious infection, the latest from Rome.
Pope Francis is now in a critical condition after a respiratory crisis at the hospital in Rome and had to be given high flows of oxygen and blood transfusions on Saturday. The 88-year-old Pope was hospitalized more than a week ago due to a complex lung infection. The Vatican added that the Pope remains alert and spent the day in an armchair. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
The president took a victory lap Saturday. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first month on immigration, specifically noting his mass deportation plan.
A longtime Democratic member of the U.S. House of Representatives says more people need to rise up and hold Trump accountable for what he's doing.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch says the nation is on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. Lynch, critical of President Donald Trump's first weeks in office, marked by a series of executive orders.
We have a president for the first time in this country that considers himself above the law.
But thus far, congressional Republicans have indicated no interest in challenging the president. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
A police officer and a gunman have been killed in a Saturday morning shooting in the ICU of a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. WHPTV's Andrew Klein was at the scene.